Today on Wings, girls and young women in Kenya get strong by playing the world's most popular sport.
I can play in the midfield and as well I can do striking. Sports has really helped me to become who I am today.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Football, known in North America as soccer, is said to have about 260 million players worldwide. Among them are now more than 9,000 girls and young women from disadvantaged communities in coastal Kenya, who were recruited and trained through a peer-led organization called Moving the Goalposts. Diana Wanyonyi produced this documentary for Wings about how playing football also changes girls and women's lives.
It's on a Sunday morning in a rural area of Kilifi County, northeast of Mombasa Island on the Kenyan coast. Here, the girls between 12 to 23 years old are putting on blue and white football jersey sports clothes with white socks and orange sports shoes. Normally, every Sunday, these girls always meet here at the Moving the Goalpost offices in Kilifi to train and practice football amongst themselves so as to strengthen teamwork and also to nurture their talents. But today, they are preparing for a friendly match in the next 30 minutes at Karisa Maitha playing grounds, approximate 2 kilometers from here. At the playing ground, 22 girls from Moving the Goalpost team, commonly known as MTG, are warming up to the football match against Mukwajuni United Girls football team. Only 11 of these girls will play, while the remaining ones will be substitute. Moving the Goalpost, MTG, is a community-based organization in Kilifi County, which started in 2001 with the aim of empowering disadvantaged girls and young women by using football as a tool to change their lives. With their slogan dubbed Tunaweza in Swahili language, which means we can, participants, which includes girls and young women, are empowered to become leaders by organizing and running league activities and peer education programs on reproductive health, women's rights, and economic empowerment. MTG works in the counties of Kilifi and Kwale on the Kenyan coast, counties that have been rated poorest with high illiteracy levels. 11 out of 20 girls proceeds to secondary school. Major challenge facing them being high rate of school dropouts due to transactional sex, early marriages, and poverty. Few minutes before the friendly match starts, their coach, Fatime Tibu, is calling out participants, instructing them to go to take their position in the pitch.
Amina uko 7. Rachel uko 10.
Katikati.
Wewe 9.
Awe ni 8. Wewe nenda 8.
Outside the pitch, Tibu, the coach, watches the match while shouting at her MTG team, reminding players to guard their positions, run forward or backwards, and also to bumper with their opponents.
As a coach, I'm outside the pitch. I'm the one who is like, can see the whole part of the field, yeah. So I'm there like their eye. So in case I see one of my girl, maybe she's playing badly, I need to look for a way that I can encourage her to play more better. Because if I start shouting to her, she won't make it and she won't be able like to play good football. So as a coach, you need to have like a language that will motivate your player. So that maybe I've missed the ball. This was just the beginning. While you encourage me, I can play more better. Yeah, so encouraging the girls will also give them a morale to play well so that maybe they can win. Yeah, and also moving from one corner to the other, you know, there is a very big crowd at the pitch. So maybe my voice might be lower, so I need to shout more in order for them to listen. Maybe I see this is the place where it's leaking, so I have to be closer to that person so that I can give her a coaching while I'm closer to her, so that I need to do this. So while doing that, she'll be able to play better. I started the coaching while I was very young, 12 or 11 years is when I started coaching my fellow girls. Yeah, so coaching, I think it has been a great work to me, because working with girls and also seeing them like prospering, it's like motivating me as a coach. And the tournament that I have participated in have also made me to become proud, because maybe people, when they see me, they're like, I'm too young to be a coach, but I'm proud. Being a young coach and also doing wonders, like other men are coaching and I'm also coaching, so like I'm challenging the men coaches. So for me, I can say coaching is my passion, and my dream is to become like the best female coach in the world. I'm now 25 years.
15 minutes later, MTG scored their first goal against their opponents. She elaborates on what inspired her to play football.
I joined MTG, I think, 2001, when the organization was starting. So we are mostly like the beneficiaries who founded the MTG. And what inspired me to play football, I saw football was like a game of men. So for me, I thought maybe it's only men who can play football, but being in MTG has opened up my mind, because I've gained a lot of exposures. I've also gained a lot of confidence that I can talk before people, and football has also taken me far places that maybe my parents cannot go there. So I think I can say sports in large has really helped me to become who I am today.
Yeah. What are some of the criteria that made you to stand out from others so that you can be a coach and others as players? Do you know how to play football?
Yes, I do know how to play football, because I didn't start like a coach. I started playing football. So I'm also a very good football player.
Number?
I can play in the midfield, and as well I can do striking. Yeah, but I had a passion of being a coach, and I also had a role model that I was looking for. She was also in MTG. She started in MTG. So I wanted to be like her. She was a real good role model to me, and I wanted to be like her so that I can have a good future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Religion, traditional norms and culture did not bar her from playing football, a passion that motivated her to be the lead coach of MTG team.
At the beginning, it was a bit challenging, because I'm a Muslim, and you know Muslim has this religion. You need like to protect yourself everywhere. But I explained to my parents that playing football will not change me, maybe to become differently from whom I am. It's my mind that will change me. So I had like to create awareness to my parents so that they can understand the importance of me playing football, and also the benefit that I'll gain from me playing football.
MTG started with 100 girls and young women. Now it has more than 9,000 of them between 9 to 25 years old. Mapenzi Changawa is 20 years old. She lives with her parents in Ibale area, Ganze constituency, which is 50 kilometers from Kilifi town. But her passion for football has never stopped her to attend football practices every Sunday.
Kutoka Kilifi paka nyumbani, huwa ni 350 in total.
From Kilifi and back home, I use 350 Kenyan shillings every Sunday. After training at MTG, they usually refund us the fare to and fro. When I'm broke, my parents usually give me money, and when I go back home, I refund back to them. I joined MTG in 2008. By then, I was in class 4, and I had not realized that I had a talent in football. But slowly, I developed interest in football.
Lakini nilivyo onatu wanacheza, nikapenda venye wanacheza, na yale mafunzo yenye wanapewa. Kwa sababu nirealize kuwa, au mafunzo yenye wanapewa pia yanampea mtu courage, nyeweza, epuka mambo mengi. Sasa nikaamua kujoin hiyo MTG. Na toka ni join, nimepata mambo mengi sana, kama exposure. Na pia imenisaidia kwenda shule, imeweza kunilipia a quarter of my school fees, na nyingine mzazi yalipa, alafu na nyingine ilikuwa shule pia yanilipia mpaka nikamaliza form 4 last year.
I also liked what they were being taught at the MTG because it gives one courage in life, and that's why I joined MTG. Since I joined the organization, I have been empowered and gotten a lot of exposure. MTG paid a quarter of my secondary school fees in Form 4, while the remaining school fees, the school cleared the balance. I have played football match in Mombasa, Tanzania, Nairobi, and I also played recently in a New York tournament. We won with 3 scores. We were given a trophy, handbags with clothes inside.
Sijafika nyumbani. Kwa funga 3 tukawin. Tulipata trophy, alafu tulipa handbags, ndani kulikuwa kuna nguo kiasi.
Hizo nguo unanuia kupelekea wazazi nyumbani.
Pia hiyo handbag manake zikuwa kwa mbili, kuna moja nyaba kwa mgongo kama kibagi tu ya kuwekea boots, alafu kuna nyingine yenye handbag kabisa.
Both Tibu and Mapenzi agrees that their busy schedule with football games and their education on reproductive health they gained from MTG have enabled them to avoid unwanted pregnancies.
For me, I can say it's through MTG, because in MTG we have the peer education sessions, health reproductive sessions, where before we play football, we have these peer educators. They come and take us through the session. So we have the topic of early pregnancies, abortions. It's like they have a curriculum in health reproductive. So for me, I can say it's because of MTG that gave me those knowledge, and also the sessions that helped me like not to get pregnant or protect myself from getting pregnant. And as well, I can also like talk to other girls. If you cannot abstain, you are not like, you can't abstain, maybe you can use a protection, because we have tried, we have given you counseling sessions, but you've tried and you can't, you are sexually active. There's no need for us like to cheat you. Maybe you just need to use the protection.
According to the information that we are given at MTG, I have considered it, and that's why I have not gotten pregnant. Some of my friends whom I shared the same information with, they got unwanted pregnancy. I usually tell them, but they don't want to understand.
Hawataki kuelewa. Sasa ndo maana unapata wanapata huo ujauzito wenye mtu labda hajatarajia, lakini ni ulimwambia lakini hakutaka kuelewa yeye mwenyewe.
On Wings, you are listening to a documentary about football, or soccer as North Americans call it, and how it has come to be a force in disadvantaged women's lives in poor communities along the coast of Kenya. Here again is producer and host Diana Wanyonyi.
In September 2017, Moving the Goalpost football players took part at the Global Goals World Cup Finals in New York. They emerged the winners. Fatime Tibu, team coach, describes more on the tournament that focused on gender equality.
The tournament started in March. It was organized by the UN people, and it was all about the Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 goals. So for us, MTG, we chose goal 5, which is gender equality, because back in our Kilifi area or Kilifi County, girls are left behind in terms of equal opportunities. So for us, we are like creating awareness that what a boy can do, even a girl can do better than him. So we are like creating awareness to the community, to our parents. What you are doing to the boy, you also need to do to me as a girl. So for us, we played the tournament in March 5th. That was in Impala ground, and we were like, the winner will go and represent the Africa in New York. So the tournament in Nairobi was also tough because there were teams from the national team and us, and also other national team from Uganda. So it was like all over somehow Africa, and we had our teamwork, and we also say we also need to go to New York. So we worked as a team in order for us to win that tournament. So after the winning in Nairobi, we had to prepare a lot in order for us to get to New York in September. Girls started a project where they help other girls in the community and other boys in the community, because we are focusing on gender equality. So during the tournament in New York, there were 24 teams that participated from also all over the world, and we were in pool matches. So during the pool matches, we won all the matches. We drew one game, and we proceeded to the quarterfinals, where we beat them 2-0. And during the semifinals, we also won 2-0. And our last match during the final was the toughest match, because we played with some of the professional footballers in New York. And we had teamwork. We also cooperated very well, and we won the match by 3-0. So for us, we won the Global Girls World Cup trophy from New York, and we were the team that scored the most goals. We scored 15 goals, and also we got one of our top scorers. She had 6 goals, while the other one had 5 goals. So for us, it was a plus, yeah.
Now that you are back in the country with the trophy now, what are you expecting to do to make sure that SDG 5 works?
Now we need like to continue advocating for the Goal 5 and as well other goals, so that we cannot leave them behind. So we need really to work as a team, not forgetting that we won the trophy because we were the ambassadors of Kenya campaigning for sustainable development goals. So for us, it has given us also a challenge, because the other girls from Kilifi, they also need to be like MTG girls. So it's up to us to get in touch with them, so that we can work as a team, not MTG only. So other girls also in Kilifi can benefit.
What do you usually do during your free time?
Okay, because I do a lot of work, so sometimes I like sleeping so that I can relax my mind and relax my body. And also as well, sometimes I need to invite my sister's kids so that they can come and keep my house busy. Yeah, so... Yeah, and also my fellow coach, the one that I'm giving her opportunity while I'm outside the country or outside Kilifi, we also have time maybe to go to the beach or somewhere so that we can relax our mind.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. Anything you want to add?
Just to thank you for coming and spend time with MTG, seeing the girls are playing football. So you've like, these girls, they're playing like boys. So it's really amazing. So we really thank you. Also, during my free time, I need to think the strategies on how we're going to like recruit good girls or good football players, or maybe what are the opportunities for the girls to go outside Kilifi, what are the coming activities, what are we going to do, and also to partner with Atman Hamisi from Sports for Really Change, because maybe I might know something or he might know something. So it's good for me to partner with him so that we can know where are we going. Like this event, it was organized, but he said, Tibo, I think you can bring your team. I said, okay, it's fine. I had no budget for this, but I had some other cash remaining from other trip, so I just mobilized the girls and so that they can come and we participate. So
do you think the girls today, they will win?
That is my hope. I think they will win. It's only them to do the teamwork and cooperation, because I'm out of the pitch. It's the girls who are playing. So it's also God's plans, and as well the girls' plans and their teamwork that will make them to win. But my hope as a coach is to get the trophy.
Are you so prayerful? Because everything you do, everything you touch, it prospers.
Yes. I need to keep God first because I can't do it without God. So I have to keep God first. Before we play, we need to pray. When we come for halftime, we need to pray. And as well, also promote fair play. Either we win or we lose, we need to shake hands. Yeah, to promote fair play.
Thank you.
Their win in New York was a surprise to Sarah Ford, founder of Moving the Goalpost in Kilifi.
The most recent and exciting one was Moving the Goalpost, our team going to New York for the UN General Assembly, where there was a football tournament called Global Goals, which was around creating more awareness on the Sustainable Development Goals. And our team went, and they'd been preparing for, well, probably about the last 6 to 8 months, and they won the tournament, they won the cup in New York. So that was a pretty big achievement for Moving the Goalposts.
As a footballer and former radio sports journalist in United Kingdom, her main aim is to show the world that girls are also capable in doing different activities in the community. She explains why she started Moving the Goalpost and why the name Moving the Goalpost.
Well, I came to Kenya in the year 2000. We started properly in about 2001, 2002, just getting girls to play football as a way of getting them out into the public and helping people to see what girls are capable of. So in those days, like 2000, 2001, even girls really struggled to finish primary school. In Kenya in those days, you still had to pay fees to be in primary schools, and secondary school was like a distant dream. We had lots of issues around teenage pregnancies and early marriages. And also in those days, HIV/AIDS was a much bigger problem because ARVs were not available. So we wanted to find like a different way to try and address some of the problems that girls had. And we thought football could be a bit subversive. You know, it wasn't like normal for girls to be out playing football. And then we thought that gender inequalities contribute to a lot of the things like teenage pregnancies, early marriage, girls dropping out of school. So we thought if people could see girls playing football, then they might consider what else girls might be capable of.
Mm-hmm. And why the name Moving the Goalposts?
That's a good question. I remember spending a lot of time trying to think what on earth can we call this organization, and I asked lots of people, and in the end we kind of felt, I think it was me who came up with Moving the Goalposts, because like that's what we're doing, we're changing the rules. You know, we're shifting the goalposts, like it's not, we're not playing the same game as we used to play. We're showing you that we can move the goalposts, and what girls are capable of is more than what you might, some people might have imagined.
Considering our African culture, it's hard for us to break that the barrier between culture and letting girls to play the football. How did you manage it to talk to their parents, guardians, to convince them that, fine, this is the time now we need girls to play football?
In the beginning, I worked very closely with the Ministry of Education, and most of our programming was through schools in those days, because there's a lot of respect in a rural area like this for teachers and head teachers, and they, you know, already had a way of talking with parents effectively. As the program grew and we wanted to work more with girls who maybe weren't in schools, we'd already built up a reputation, and so it was easier to then communicate directly with parents, but still schools, and because most football pitches are in school grounds, so schools are still important partners for Moving the Goalposts.
Mm-hmm. Has it changed the lives of girls here in Kilifi County, considering the pregnancy rate and dropouts in schools?
Well, Moving the Goalposts on its own cannot influence teenage pregnancies and school dropouts. It's, you know, there are other things that influence why these things happen for girls, but MTG has definitely contributed to reducing some of these problems, and there are other things that have helped reduce it, like free universal primary education, parents being more aware of how important it is, you know, changing, you know, cultures and traditions are not static, they're always changing. So I would safely say that MTG has contributed to changing things for girls in Kilifi. I remember one person telling me, you know, when I walk around Kilifi, I can tell a moving the goalpost girl. She walks differently from other girls. She walks with confidence. She walks with her head high. And that's a big thing for a girl in a rural county in Kenya, to have some more confidence than she had before and to feel strong and be able to stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges you have gotten so far?
There have been very, very many along the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on many different levels. We had challenges of people accepting it as a project that had value for their girls, and even now, you know, you'll get the odd parent will be like, I don't see any value in this for my daughter, or more like, I just don't want my daughter to play. But we have a much better system in the organization now that it's grown, where you know, different staff members or volunteers will go and talk to people individually and explain what it is that Moving the Goalpost is doing and how it can benefit their girls.
Did you expect that Moving the Goalpost will grow from 100 to thousands of girls?
To be honest, I had no idea really what what we were trying to do. I knew I was coming to Kenya to... We had... the equivalent of 300,000 Kenya shillings, which is about $3,000, to get started. So we started organizing a couple of tournaments. And, you know, my initial aim was just, let me just try and help people within Kilifi to get girls playing more football. So to be honest, I didn't have a really big, clear vision. We did think the idea was get them playing football, and then we can add other activities like around reproductive health and HIV. So there was kind of some ideas, but no, I mean, I had no idea that it would become as big as it has, but I still think it can get way, way bigger and be much more influential than it currently is.
Has MTG spread its wings apart from Kilifi County to other counties?
So from Kilifi County, we've spread to Kwale County, which is south of Mombasa. And we're currently spreading into other counties in the coast region of Kenya. And that's the, within our current strategic plan, that's the plan, that we spread within the coast region. We're not trying to go to Nairobi or Western or Nyanza. We're focusing on the coast still.
That was the founder of Moving the Goalposts in Kilifi County, northeast of Mombasa, Sarah Ford. For these girls... They will be forever grateful for the Moving the Goalposts organization for empowering them. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or check our news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thank you to all Wings supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose latest book is titled The Gift and the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.